to join can listen in on the conversation that was had. There we go. Okay. That being said, what we tried to do here with the change to the from the IC zones to the interop zone was clearly something that had been in the works for 18 plus months. I'm kind of new here, everyone knows, so this is kind of carrying on that flag in that the idea was around efficiency and reducing the number of channels or talk groups that were out there, and just some realistic look back over history and the determination that we really didn't need to tie up that many resources going forward. And so that sort of sets the stage for what we did do on January the 20th when we pushed out those dispatch console changes. And I think what we wanted to do with this meeting was really just offer up a platform and let this be kind of a discussion session for more or less, and just let those folks that are sort of with the most skin in the game have a discussion about how Central is now going to be sort of administered, I guess is the right way to put that. So I think with that said, I'm going to stop talking and let the people that know a little bit more say whatever they want to say. And then I think we'll just open it up for a discussion and questions.
All right. Thanks, Chris. This is Travis Conant. Yeah, just a couple things to follow up with Chris. Yeah, it was probably 18 months, and we also had some kind of some subcommittees where we brought in the users and kind of got their feedback on kind of the best way to tackle this. But the main goal on this was to kind of simplify everything so it's easier for the people in the field and the dispatch and all that to have less channels. So they're not fumbling with, you know, trying to find what region, you know, which IC when they have 15, and just kind of just get everything smaller and simplify everything so people would use it more as it's designed to do. So with that, I know going from that many talk groups in each region, and now it's down to Central where you guys are sharing six. Brought up some discussion here when we did the change on the 20th on how that was going to be implemented. So like Chris said, we just wanted to kind of get everybody together in the Central area to see if you guys had questions for us and how to best implement the changes going forward.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate that. This is Jacob Butcher from MatCom. I guess one of my main questions is when it was regionalized, there was a aspect of channel management or monitoring responsibility over the Hale channel that was brought up, I know, at one point during discussion, but I don't know if any decision was actually made. For instance, Soldano would monitor the E Hale channel, MatCom would monitor the B Hale channel, and so forth. With this consolidation and the historic uses of those channels, I think it's important to maintain some sort of agency responsibility on monitoring the call channel. And to me, it almost would make sense to have the main dispatch centers across each area all monitor that channel because we've had instances where, for example, a bus driver in Anchorage jumps on the Hale channel to report a motor vehicle accident in the middle of downtown Anchorage, which would be APD and AFD's responsibility. We've had DOT truck drivers jump on that channel to report accidents up towards Trapper Creek, which would be our responsibility. And then there's the aspect of coordination with using and designating and dishing out the other channels for use on multi-agency responses, rather than just kind of having it be a, each agency can pick what channel they're going to go to. And it would make sense to have some sort of coordination on checking in with their dispatch center to make sure that channels aren't in use and which one would be the most appropriate channel for them to use.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I know in the discussions, it was brought up that MACCOM would be the primary, but I definitely see your point of depending on where the incident is, and it makes sense for that region to, you know, kind of take it over. Do you have anything to add there, Jason Beach?
No, I think that's a good idea. I mean, everybody has to be aware of what's going on in those channels, specifically the times at all times. Obviously, people are going to be hearing people hail on the call channels. But just so that everybody can kind of keep their finger on the pulse, so to speak, of what's been going on so that we're not overlaying another incident on a channel that's been assigned. And obviously, people are going to hear something going on unless it's a protracted incident and there's a space and response time on that channel where they might not otherwise hear it.
So this is Chris, not really speaking from tons of, you know, historic experience in this realm. I want to just repeat what I think I'm hearing is when we consolidated down to central, just by sheer reality of the geography that's involved, I think what I'm hearing is it makes sense that we have multiple of the kind of central or regional dispatch, be monitors for that central dispatch, interop zone now. Am I getting that right? At least?
That would make sense to me. I don't mind MACCOM being the primary because we have been for the B-Hail channel in the past. So that wouldn't really be much of a change for us. So I really don't mind us taking the responsibility as primary monitoring for the call channel for central. But yeah, just because of those one-off instances that the hail channel historically has been used for, it would make sense for, yeah, like you said, all the other dispatch centers to just be tuned in to just be aware. And if some user ends up jumping on there to report something, no matter where, what geographic area it is, that would really probably cut down quite a bit of response time from MACCOM having to track down where it is and who the appropriate person to notify is. If each center's kind of just monitoring it, they can get their resources rolling that way quick.
Okay, that makes sense to me. I guess from an operational standpoint, how does that get affected into like day-to-day operation? Is that something that we need to have a follow-up meeting, or what do you think, Jason?
Potentially a follow-up meeting and maybe just kind of a dispatch center exercise where we simulate for example, you know, there was a snowplow at Houston, saw an accident, hailed on the new central call channel. MACCOM responds. MACCOM takes the incident because it's in their purview and signs it. And then they hail, another hail comes in from, let's say, South Anchorage, bus driver witnesses a shooting. They contact APD or AFD or both and say, this is on the call channel, this is your channel, or this is your incident to assign something to that extent.
Okay. I know one of the things that at the OMO we've been discussing this next quarter's worth of training, and interop zone changes definitely came up in that conversation, as well did what I heard through a lot of my outreach was a request for more scenario-based sort of how do I do this on the ALMR system or show me how this is done. And, you know, maybe a merging of those two ideas into something like a training. And we do exactly what you just said, Jason. We kind of walk the central, the main players, I guess, in the central dispatch. I guess that would be what the supervisors and the managers of those centers, and walk them through an incident or a couple of incidents just like you did, and sort of have an open discussion of how that's going to play out. And then, I don't know where would it go from there?
I suppose if the incident matched up with the intent of how we redesigned the zones and the three regional zones, that we would just develop the follow-on SOPs for each PSAP in place. However, if something became from those incidents where we had to kind of revamp or tinker with this second phase of how we rolled out the regional zones, maybe we need to add something to that prior to a big push of reprogramming the radios in the field. Maybe instead of six channels, they actually needed eight. Or maybe we didn't want the repeaters in those zones, just simplex channels, things like that. So I guess we won't know until we know, based on what we find from just doing some kind of tabletop exercise, of if this meets our real-world expectations.
Okay, I appreciate that. What does this group think is an appropriate level of that? Is that something that can be done monthly, or is that too aggressive?
I would say that'd probably be a bit aggressive. Our dispatchers are pretty aware of the interop channels and the responsibility of monitoring and making sure that the appropriate response gets notified if anybody jumps on there. Just trying to think through some other uses of those channels. Pre-COVID, of course, there was bike races up in the Glen Allen area that they wanted those channels for. Matt Starr has wanted them for training exercises and those kinds of things. So we're pretty aware of the use of them. I would think quarterly or biannually running through an exercise like that would be sufficient for us. I don't know about the other centers.
Okay, thank you for that, Jacob. That makes sense to me, and I think what we could do from the OMO perspective is I can work with Joe and probably bring him into this conversation. He'll definitely want to reach out to both Jason and Jacob and maybe the other centers and formulate some kind of a plan on how to do an initial table talk, and we can do that, you know, maybe this first quarter of 2021, and then maybe follow that up with one later in the year, you know, closer to October or something like that. I think that makes sense. Are we missing anything else this morning?
I guess I'm curious about if people requesting to use the interop channels still need to check in with a dispatch center to get assigned a channel. That's how the past practice has been. For like those bike races and Matt Star training, they would call us and say, we need an IC channel. Which one can you guys serve up to us? And we'd make sure to monitor that channel. I don't know with the new layout if that's still going to be the practice or not.
This is Nate. I can speak to the intent there. Anyway, when we were talking about it, on the trunking channels, of course, that's all you see in your in your consoles anyway. If they still want to do some of those operations the same way, I think that that's appropriate. But we were kind of trying to move away from everything having to be on the dispatch centers to make those decisions. And the conventional channels for sure should be up to the ICs of those individual incidents to decide what to do. Cause you know, you're either going to be close enough to dispatch center to hear it if you do or happen to listen to it, or you're not. So that's kind of the way that intent was. I think you can kind of decide on from there how it needs to go, but I think it's good for you guys to know what's going on, whether you have to always be the absolute authority on it like we had portrayed before. Kind of the way that Jason said, situational awareness is probably the important part there.
I think that's where it's going to start to get a little messy is, in my experience, the end users out there have a hard enough time trying to even figure out how to get their portable radio to that channel. Much less be aware enough of disseminating channels for the multi-agency responses like that. No offense to the boots on the ground, but it's just that's the way it is.
Oh, I understand that. I do. But I mean, I guess that's one of the things we're trying to do there with training was to get that more along the lines of that's what they should be doing. I mean, you already know that, like, my forestry guys are a lot better about that than most people. And I didn't, you know, when we were talking about it in the committees, it wasn't because of forestry guys that I was thinking of it. But in reality, they need to be taking a little more ownership of that and making sure it's happening, because that's the kind of stuff that's causing us problems on the system is where, like, they're somewhere where there's a three-channel site, like, say, down on Turnigan or somewhere around there, or a whole list of them I can talk about, and where they're using a talk group for the incident and then still calling back to dispatch on all their individual talk groups when they're all looking at each other and they could just go to a simplex channel and run the incident locally. And I still understand what you're saying about they don't always do a great job getting back to those channels. I get that. But if we can try to push that a little bit, that would be awesome, because that would help a lot in those situations, as well as doesn't it make sense that if you're all looking at each other, you should be using a channel that's going to be talking to each other, not using the whole system. So that's kind of the thinking there. So, but I think certainly we could, as Chris says, we can certainly make it more formal that way where, you know, you are assigning channels. And again, you could recommend a simplex channel too, just to kind of help that out. Like if there's an incident in one of your areas, you could just simply say use VTAC 11 and then they could go to that and talk to dispatch on command 2 or something along those lines. But anyway, that's what we were thinking when we did that. So.
Yeah, it seems that the biggest shortfall on training is probably with those boots on the ground guys. We've had a few incidents around here over the past couple of years where it would have come in extremely handy to have the interop channels, but ultimately it wasn't used just because the responders on scene all have trouble finding the interop channel that they needed to get on. So I think that's probably the biggest training point would be with the responders in the field.
Yeah, and that was kind of the whole goal here, which kind of simplify it to the central, because yeah, we saw a few incidents where they tried to move from E, you know, IC2, but then they were on the B region or the D region because they, you know, there were so many in there that they would just get on the wrong region and they couldn't talk.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
It's easy enough for dispatch to hit the tab and see the right channel, but it's way different for those guys out in the field trying to figure out which zone and which channel to be on.
Right.
Well, if there's one thing that's been consistent in this conversation this morning, it's been the need for training. And I think in addition to what we talked about from a tabletop standpoint, something that speaks more directly to the boots on the ground individual utilizing the interop effectively and what that means and what that looks like. So that could be another avenue, you know, that we take this first quarter and spend some time on, maybe even into, you know, the second quarter of this calendar year, and focus on in terms of what we can train and materials that we could produce and put out onto the website so that folks understand a little bit better and it makes it a little bit clearer. That's definitely the key message that I'm taking away from this call this morning so far. That and that we need to assemble another meeting, quickly, I think, with the other regional dispatch players and sort of have a continuation of this conversation and, float that idea of a, you know, like a biannual test tabletop kind of an exercise. Does that sound like a path forward, everyone?
Yeah, it sounds good. I think I don't see Soldotna or kind of the Anchorage dispatch on this call, but I think what Jacob was saying earlier, that MACOM should probably be the primary on it. But we should definitely reach out to them and make sure they're monitoring the HAIL channel. We should make sure that they're, or at least all the dispatch centers, just to make sure they're all monitoring it going forward. So whoever did this call, maybe we should reach out to them, let them know that they should be monitoring that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, I think we can conclude this meeting and we can get to work.
All right. I appreciate you guys jumping on this morning.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.